Hey, here we go. 7 past 12. Chad Hartman, Dave Harrigan. Great to have Susie back. She'll join us in an hour for overrated, underrated, properly rated. The Vikings win, and we give you this soundbite to discuss the Vikings, the win, and where you stand on the purple at this point.
You play to win the game. Hello? You play to win the game. You don't play to just play it. That's the great thing about sports. You play to win. And I don't care if you don't have any wins. You go play to win. When you start telling me it doesn't matter, then retire. Get out.
That's the man who ruined my football program. ASU. Did you see us, by the way? Beat Kansas State over the weekend. I mean, bring on
Orr. Win. And there was such a powerhouse before he showed up, really.
Excuse me.
Drag them down to the levels
Excuse
he did.
Multiple Rose Bowl appearances since the club, a couple miles from here, went to the Rose Bowl. Mm-hmm. Okay. Dominant. Sleepy Giant. Just slayed Kansas State.
They're sleepy.
BYU next.
Oh, look out.
College football playoff collision. ASU. That's Herm Edwards. October 30th, 2002. Only his second season, but when you're 2-5 in New York, you're already what? Beleaguered?
Yeah, it's not good.
And so he said that. My favorite part of the we play to win the game was when he goes, hello.
Hello.
Hello. We play to win the game. So that's where I'm at with the Vikings right now. I want your involvement on the StylesFinancial.com talk and text lines. 651-461-9226. The Minnesota Vikings are 8-2. Show of hands. Who, before the season started, had the Vikings at 8-2? What percentage of football? I can't see you well enough. I need to move this screen a little bit better. Who are the Vikings 8-2? What percentage of NFL observers, savvy experts, had the Vikings 8-2? I'm going to go 10%.
That's high.
That's high.
I'm not sure most of the people within TCO Performance Center had the Vikings.
I think you're right. 10% is way too high. 5%? I mean, the over-under was 6.5. So how many? I certainly didn't. You certainly didn't.
No.
So, 8-2? You should puff out that chest.
Yes.
Puff out your chest right in front of me. Let me see.
Mm.
Oh, very good. Very
Thank
good.
You. Thank
You're
you.
A very good puffer.
Yeah, it was pec day yesterday.
Yeah, it was pec day. Very puffy.
Puffy.
Puffy. I hope you're okay, Jeff. Somewhere. 8-2 or that's it right there. 8-2 or I still don't trust him. Where are you at? You are trust or not trust. Now, what is the bar for trust or not trust? If the bar is they can beat the Detroit Lions. By the way, they played him close, very close, in a very competitive game.
2 points.
Now, they were playing better football at that point. They just finished a run of 3 games through the AFC South. Do you want to see any more AFC South football?
I'm good on the AFC South for about 8 years.
I've maxed on AFC South. Okay, enough. Enough. But they won all those games. Mediocre against the Colts, the Jags, the Titans, or guess what? They won the game. This league is built for parity and close games. That's what it's all about. Now, the Lions yesterday, they took on your Jacksonville Jaguars, and I think, last time I looked, they're still scoring.
Yes. 800 points.
52-6?
One-sided affair. Don't forget, speaking of the AFC South, they did beat the heck out of the Texans.
Yes. Early in the season, the Texans, who maybe slipped a little, but are still viewed as a very good team. The Detroit Lions are the best team in the National Football League, according to the person talking right now. So if the bar is, can you beat that team? And if not, you don't trust them? That's probably an absurd bar. That's probably an unfair bar for a team that is, you thought was in transition, but they're not. They're much, much better than that, right?
Yes.
So I sent out a tweet yesterday. So I'm like, hey, they win the game. That's the point. But do you trust them against Detroit? No. But could they be the second best team in the NFC? Hell yes, they can. So I think today should be more about, can you hit Herm one more time? Just a shortened version of Herm. We'll just cut it off. Here's Herm again.
You play to win the game.
Boom, that's it. That's it. Potter now.
Hello.
There we go. Just the hello.
The hello. Gotta have the hello.
Hello, yes. Very, very good. Very good, Scorsese. I like that. You play to win the game.
Hello.
Hello. Right. Sam Darnold yesterday. Very good.
We got good, Sam.
Very good. Now, opening pitch to Aaron Jones, you're like, I mean, I tweeted at some point, the only way they could lose to, I think I'm going to use the word feeble, this feeble team, and I think the Titans are a little better than feeble. I think they have Will Levis, who I thought was awful early. He was pretty good later. Now, it helped with Josh Metellus. Didn't exactly look like Magellan in taking his path there. Okay, I don't know what he was doing. So a 98-yard touchdown. By the way, if any Viking fan ever complains about a call ever again, I give you November 17th in Nashville. Every call went their way.
I didn't see it that way.
Every single stinking call went their way. No. The Titans had 13 penalties. The Vikings had two. So the next time you tell me that Minnesota teams don't get a break, shut up.
How about the Minnesota Vikings? What do you think of? Disciplined, Chad. Disciplined.
Every single borderline call went the way, including it wasn't even borderline on the one play where they go for it on fourth one. There's an offsides. I don't even know if it was an offsides. Didn't really get a good replay. Then it's fourth and goal from the two. Throw to Addison. Some guy named Mike Brown. I don't think it's the Sacramento Kings head coach. Be pretty impressive if he's also the member of the secondary for the Titans. Yeah, he jumped up a little bit. It's bleeping football. And boom, right to the chest. And 18 flags descend upon the scene. And you watch the replay. Perfect play by the guy.
I disagree.
Handed the Vikings a touchdown. Isaiah Prince, boom, another penalty was just called against him. This is the emphasis on they don't want the tackles, you know, basically in the running back position to top the speed guys like Grenard and Van Ginkle and Turner and those guys. That guy, he was targeted. Isaiah Prince couldn't get a break. I've always loved Isaiah Prince. Never heard of him until maybe the third penalty. I went, who is this guy? I got to write his name down here. They got every stinking call.
Agree to disagree, but I'd say even if you are right, finally making up for Drew Pearson, I would say.
Okay.
Took a long time.
Vindication for Drew. Yesterday was vindication for Drew Pearson.
Bounty Gate.
Brett Favre.
The face mask not seen around the world just a few weeks ago.
Yeah, multiple. Ben Lieber's phantom pass interference.
Yep, absolutely.
And every call. Every call was resolved yesterday because how the refs, Cleet Blakeman?
Blakeman?
Yeah. He's got a place in Afton. Okay. He's trying to get Lurks open. Okay. I mean, seriously. Where does he love the Split Rock Lighthouse? I mean, Cleet. I mean,
good lighthouse.
I mean, first of all, we don't have enough cleats. You know, we need another cleat or two. Not the shoes. We need more cleats named.
Cleet. Cletus.
Yeah, Cletus. That's I don't know if his full name's Cletus or not. Are they the second best team in the NFC? Who are their challenges? Packers?
Yeah, Packers, you could name in there.
Eagles?
Certainly, the Eagles have turned it around after a slow start the first couple games. I mean,
get out of here with the 49ers.
I know. You lose to the Seahawks.
Get out of here. I've loved them like the last 5 years. I keep saying they're the best team in football, and they lose a close Super Bowl, or they lose a championship game. I think they're 500 right now. Get out of here. Vikings are better than the San Francisco 49ers. The Commanders have lost a couple games. Jaden Daniels against Beefalo's defense. I think Jaden Daniels is going to be fantastic. But right now, I would like Beefalo's defense. The Seahawks? No. Rams? No.
I'm still curious on the Rams. With the early injuries, they're still
curious about Halle Berry, but that's not happening either.
Just because they're both in L.A., it doesn't mean that's in any way related, Chad.
Yeah. Everything's tangential to Halle Berry. You can all bring it back to Halle.
I'm just saying, the Vikings went to L.A., and they were beaten rather handily by the Rams.
They were. The Eagles, it's so funny about Sirianni, because he has this amazing record.
Mm-hmm.
But he just looks like a buffoon on the sidelines. And how he lost Hurts, and it seems like their talent. So where are you at? Let's hear from you. Phone calls or texts. Are you, hey, they're winning games. That's the point. You play to win the game. They're 8-2.
Hello.
Or are you, I don't trust them. Because I think today you should be ebullient. You should puff out that chest. Put on the Gary Anderson jersey. Put the Dave Osborne on. Put the Rich Gannon on. Your club is 8-2. Yeah, murky, lost in the wilderness against the AFC South. Look who they have coming up. The woeful Chicago Bears. They're about to be 9-2. And you're still, I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop. How many shoes do you have? How many shoes just drop out of nowhere? Play to win the game. You should enjoy it. That's where I stand. Where do you stand? Text me or call me. Both ways work. 651-461-9226. Is it National Butter Day?
No, it's not.
Oh. I still like the tune.
It was up for Song of the Summer.
Yeah.
In fact, I think it won Song of the Summer, didn't it?
I think it did.
2021?
Yeah. Yes, it did. Like, I have the list here, but let's just go with yes. Yes. What is our bumper theme today?
Well, I assume you saw the story about some eagle-eyed viewers watching a music video. Jin, one of the members of BTS,
yes,
wearing what certainly appears to be a yes, University of Minnesota sweatshirt.
That's
so
correct.
You know what? The kings of K-pop are throwing a little love our way. We're throwing it back to them today. Nothing but BTS, baby.
They needed us.
That's right.
Are they all done with their service at this point?
That's a good question.
Yeah. Quentin Robert Hartman loves BTS. Loves BTS. Whenever they come here, guaranteed Q will be there.
Is he into all the K-pop or is it just solely BTS?
I think it's mainly BTS.
Okay.
Yeah. That's where his bread is buttered. See?
I like what you did there.
Like there?
That's dynamite.
Okay. So you are with the Vikings. Play to win the game, 8-2. Love it. Enjoy it. As Mike said, enjoy. Mike Tyson said, enjoy the season. Or are you, really? Can they really beat anybody?
Are you kidding me? You have to enjoy the season. First of all, they have beat teams.
Yes.
They've beaten the Packers. They've beaten the Texans. They've beaten what we at least at the time thought was going to be a very good 49ers team.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Vikings fans throughout the state, what would you say the average prediction was going into the season? Hanging right around 500 would be a pretty darn good year, right?
6 or 7, I would think. But maybe you're right.
Maybe a game under, maybe a game over, but around 500 would be a pretty solid effort for a Sam Darnold-led team that was supposedly rebuilding on defense. Well, you know, the defense for the most part has looked pretty darn good. I don't know how they're going to hold up against the Lions again, now that the Lions are putting up 73 points a game. But yes, enjoy this season. Yes, love it for every single moment you can get for a team that's nearly clinched a playoff spot already.
It was a weird defensive game yesterday because the Titans, with some options in their running game, ran for 33 yards. They had 5 sacks. Levis was pressured 46% of the time. But they also had 16 play. How many plays did they have? Explosives now is defined as when you're passing 16 yards or more.
Mm-hmm.
Levis had 6 of those yesterday. Obviously, the 98-yarder.
That should count for 5 itself.
Yeah, that doesn't get enough credit. Another one. And Chip's out, but Collar's in. Is Kwesi the executive here in the NFL? Think about...
It's a short list. He's on it.
Think about, again, yesterday. I still think Grenard is their best defensive player. I go Grenard, Cashman, Van Ginkel.
It's hard to ignore what the defenses looked like with and without Cashman.
That's fair. Very, very fair. I think we also haven't witnessed it without Grenard.
True.
Right? But Grenard, Van Ginkel, Cashman, were they on this team last year? No, they were not.
Mm-hmm.
All signed as free agents. You know, also signed as a free agent on the defensive side right before the season? Gilmore. He's been a great addition. You know, also signed Sam Darnold. Those are huge positive
getting the running back
signings.
Too.
The running back, Aaron Jones. It normally goes to a team with a great record. Okay. They're 8-2. We'll get to some of your texts in a moment or two. Myron Metcalf's going to join us in about 7-8 minutes. I thought Myron had a very insightful column yesterday about Marvin Haynes, who was finally exonerated. And what are we doing with individuals who are in jail for 5, 10, 15, 20 years? Because I'm with Myron on the amount of money Marvin Haynes is going for. Not enough, Marvin. You deserve more. And part of the story where Myron lays out from a site about individuals who don't get any money, it's shameful what we're doing in our society. Here's the Vikings schedule, if I can match up all the logos. At the Bears. I know the Bears played better yesterday, but then what a shocker. They screwed up to lose. Let's do this stupid game that everybody else does that they make fun of. We're going to do it right now. Win or lose. That's a win, right? They beat the Bears?
Oh, it's tricky in Chicago, Chad. But yes, they're going to win this one.
Okay, then they're going to beat Arizona. They're 10
at home
and 2.
Kirk O'Chains comes to town.
They're beating
next.
Kirk. They're going to beat Kirk. They're 11-2 at that point. Bengals. By the way, I tuned in for the last like quarter and a half. Joe Burrow was making some throws last night that were amazing.
They don't play the Bengals.
Yeah, that's right.
Bears again.
That's the
Falcons.
Bears again. I knew I'd screw up a logo.
Yeah, they're both, you know.
But I just wanted to mention Joe
animals.
Burrow. Joe Burrow was
he was good.
Oh my! He was the for a quarter and a half. He was making throws I've never seen, and great
while constantly being chased around. By the
exactly.
way,
exactly. Okay, they get the Bears at home. They could be 12-2 at that point. They go to Seattle. Let's call that a loss. Okay, 12-3. Green Bay here. Let's call that a loss.
Wow,
12-4. Let's go to the Lions. 12-5. And I think that's very fair and realistic.
Well, who says the Lions is a loss? If the Lions have it sewn up,
yeah.
Vikings might still be playing for seeding.
Yeah. And they could beat the okay, let's play the most optimistic. They also beat the Packers at home, and the Lions, you're right, are just resting everybody mm-hmm. and Eric Hipple. Is there a quarterback? I was trying to think of an Dan Orlovsky.
Scott Mitchell.
Scotty Mitchell. George Plimpton.
Did you just call the team 14-3? Is that the official show projection?
No. But it's not out of the question. It's not out of the question. Enjoy the season. Let's see. Text. I figured the Vikings would be 2-8. Wait until the Kirk and the Falcons come into town for revenge. They got crushed yesterday, and he was lousy. If not for the defense, they'd be a 500 team. Well, they have the defense. The defense is great, and they got Justin Jefferson. He's pretty good. Your Arizona Cardinals are interesting. Well, they're better, but they're not the second best team in the NFC. Chad, the Vikings have a very, very easy schedule. I don't think they make the playoffs. They're going to get blown up because they really aren't that good. Are you kidding me? They're a lock to make the playoffs. To quote Chip Scoggins, quoting Bill Parcells, you are what your record says you are. That's it. Myron Metcalf in moments on CCO.